Chapter 20. The trapdoor demon had made his way across the ceiling and dropped down onto the stage. Reinhard Jessner had gone mad, the way Eva Savinian had gone mad. Malvoisin did not understand, but he realized there was more to the story of Dr. Zeichill and Mr. Chaida than an old Kislevite fable. In a sense, it was literally true. Something could bring out the Chaida in all men, and that something had afflicted Eva and now Reinhardt. He found uses for the limbs of his altered body, constricting Reinhardt's wrists to break his grip on Genevieve's neck. The vampire had shown him a moment of consideration, and for that he owed her his loyalty. Reinhardt left Genevieve and stood, turning around in the trapdoor demon's grasp, chopping with his hands at the bases of his tentacles, thumping for the nerves. The actor was strong, but his body was only human. Out in the auditorium, people were shouting. A firebrand hurtled through the air and landed nearby on the stage. Detlef was stamping it out, protesting.
"Look!"
someone shouted.
"A monster!"
"Yes," the trapdoor demon thought. "A monster. Help me fight the monster." Reinhardt struggled furiously, cold like a machine, methodically trying to throw off Malvoisin.
"Kill the monster!"
someone shouted. A missile bounced off his hide, and Malvoisin realized who the shouters thought was the monster.
"Kill!"
Detlef was confused. Reinhardt had gone mad, and some creature of the depths was wrestling with him all over the stage. He picked up Genevieve and tried to get her to run. She was confused, but finally picked up her feet as they descended the steps into the auditorium. There were actors there, and an officer of the watch, and strangers in from the street. Everyone was shouting. No one knew what was going on. Papa Fritz was waving a lantern and shouting at the top of his voice. Genevieve stumbled, but started pulling Detlef away from the stage towards the exit. She wanted them to run. Detlef looked back. Reinhardt wore the monster like a cloak now, but was free of its grip. With a flex of his shoulders, the actor shrugged the thing off and threw it away. It landed with a wet thump, spreading out, and some people cheered. Reinhardt walked forwards and stepped off the stage, falling 6 feet, but landing perfectly. He stood up straight and kept walking, wading through bolted-to-the-floor seats as if the stalls were a wheat field. The people started quieting down as Reinhardt's legs crushed through solid wood and upholstery. The watchman was in the way. Reinhardt smashed his chest with a sideswipe, and bloody foam came from his mouth and nose as he went down, coughing. Janae was tugging him. "It's after us," she said, "and it won't give up." Reinhardt had said something about Drachenfels.
"Is it him? Come back?"
Genevieve spat.
"No, he's in hell, but he sent something back to fetch us there."
"Ulrich's teeth!"
Reinhardt tore the arm off a man and tossed it aside, walking calmly through the fountain of blood. He was turned into a golem of force, unstoppable, single-minded, unreasoning, unmerciful. Detlef and Genevieve ran into the foyer and found a crowd pressing in, ticket holders mostly. The seeds of panic were sprouting. They had to fight forwards. Reinhardt exploded through the double doors, and everyone started screaming at once. Windows were smashed out in the rush as the crowds tried to back away, and furniture was trampled underfoot. Detlef and Genevieve were caught by the crowd and pulled away. Reinhardt just fixed his cold eyes on them and began killing his way towards them, breaking the backs and necks of the people in his way as if he were a poulterer processing chickens. The foul smells of death, blood, shit and fear hung in the air. They were out in the street now, and night was gathering. The crowd was running this way and that. Detlef collided with a matronly woman wearing a Moral Crusade sash and carrying a "Down with Detlef Siak" placard. She screamed at his bloody face and fainted. He picked up the placard and held it like a weapon. He heard a rattle of hooves and wheels.
Some kind of help was coming. Janae still had his hand.
"This won't do any good," she said. "We've got to keep running."
The Animus stood on the pavement, dead bodies all around. The vampire and the play actor were scurrying, but they wouldn't escape it. A carriage got between it and its prey, and men in armour piled out, weapons ready. The Animus recognised the Imperial militia.
"By the order of the Emperor Karl Franz," began an officer, "I demand..."
The Animus took off the officer's head and squeezed it between flat hands until it burst like a pumpkin. A subordinate gulped and ordered an attack. Crossbow bolts struck the Animus's head, but it ignored them. Swords slashed its chest, cutting to the bone. It didn't care. The vampire and the play actor were still in its sight. They were scrabbling back into the theatre. The Animus turned around.
"Fire!"
Pistol balls slammed into its body, making it stagger. It picked up the headless officer's heavy sabre. Reinhard Jessner had been a great swordsman. Whirling the blade about it, lopping off everything that got in the way, it strode towards the Varga Bruegel Memorial Playhouse, intent on the attainment of its purpose. A pistolier threw his weapon at the Animus, and it spanged off the flying blade. With a lunge, the Animus split the pistolier's neck, opening a gap under his chin. Drawing the sword out of the already dead man, it passed the blade across the face of a Moral Crusade protester, making a blood-edged crease of his eyes and the bridge of his nose. Detlef Sierck was closing the doors of the theatre, drawing the night bolts. The Animus punched two holes in the doors, where the bolts were, and then kicked its way back into the foyer. It stepped over the earlier dead. The prey were not in sight. It fixed its eyes on one side of the room, and then raked its vision across to the other. It was looking for the slightest trace of the fleeing couple. A trapdoor on the floor was slightly askew. The corner of a carpet flapped around it. Disguised as a flagstone, it would normally not have been noticeable. It bent down and pulled up the trapdoor, wrenching it off its hinges. A gallon bottle wrapped in rush matting was lobbed from one side of the foyer and smashed against its chest, stabbing the skin with tiny shards of glass. A thick, sweet liquid sloshed all over it, soaking the tatters of its clothes, clogging in its hair and beard. A thin, elderly man was the culprit. From Reinhardt's memory, the Animus recognised Guglielmo Pentangeli. The Tylian business manager had a lamp in his hands, a naked flame with the glass off it.
"Brandy?"
he asked. Guglielmo tossed the lamp at the Animus. There was an explosion, and the Animus was in the middle of a man-shaped statue of flame.